This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Police say a heavily armed man killed himself rather than carrying out an apparent plan to attack a Colorado amusement park. Authorities say a man in his early 20s was found dead at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park on Saturday before it opened to the public. The man apparently broke into the park while it was closed. He had an AR-style rifle, a handgun, and explosives, and was wearing body armor and tactical clothing. Gas-powered lawn equipment is adding to Colorado's struggles with smog. That's the conclusion of a new report from air quality advocates. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The report comes from the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. By analyzing EPA data, it found lawn equipment in Colorado pumps out as much smog-forming pollution as about 900,000 cars over the course of a year. State air regulators are set to take action on the problem this December. They're now considering whether to ban the sales of all gas-powered lawn equipment along the Front Range, or only stop government agencies from using the tools during the summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Families have filed a lawsuit against the Colorado funeral home that was allegedly sending them fake ashes. The lawsuit filed Monday alleges that the Return to Nature funeral home and its owners intentionally inflicted emotional distress, defrauded families, and violated a number of Colorado laws. Law enforcement has started identifying the nearly 200 bodies found at the funeral home earlier this month and notifying families. Bundle up those trick-or-treaters tonight. Temps will fall from the 40s to the 20s overnight in Denver and Boulder under clear skies. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.